Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
20.
Sherry?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, good. I can hear you.
What a crazed morning it is. What a crazed Mercury retrograde morning it is. Huh?
Yes, indeed. Yes. So our assignment from yesterday was, what are you told is wrong with you? Record and listen. And this assignment was not in the book. And here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi there. Good morning. This is Sharon. I'm in Miami, not in Barbados.
I thought you sounded closer than Barbados. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
What am I being told is wrong with me? Well, I'm thinking of the exercise we had, the trouble with me is, but this one, is that different from this? What
yeah,
am I being
sure.
told? Oh,
yeah.
Well, all I can say is what really,
identification.
What really comes out for me when I'm traveling especially is the first day I get up and I go out and I'm going to go over to Whole Foods, going to get some things, some food, some water. And it's just kind of the sense of being confused or, you know, just kind of like, actually, I'm writing.
Just a little
was
off.
That, pardon me?
Just a little off.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I think you can't hear me.
Oh, okay. When you said a little off, you mean feeling a little off.
Yeah, you just feel a little off.
Yeah, frazzled.
Kind of,
yeah, confused. But I'm aware that it's like conditioning. I'm listening to conditioning, but being aware of it is a good thing. So I would just take my time, wander down the aisles. Going to Whole Foods is overwhelming to me. Coming from Barbados, where we have maybe a small health food store. And I was just, I just kept saying, just relax, breathe, and just wandered slowly. And because just knowing that that's what it is. But then I had to ask myself, because I don't know whether I'm going ahead, why do I listen to that part of me, or what is it good for? And I think it's kind of there to keep me from going amok.
Well, we're meant to think that, but it's actually there. Do you mean the part that is confusing, or the just calm down, just relax, it's okay?
No, the part that's more, you know, firing at me, you better do this, you better do this, and, you know, look for this, and what about that, and, you know, just kind of...
Okay, that one is there to cause you to run amok. Right? And you can feel it, right, when you describe it. So there you are in the grocery store, and you're either listening to, you better do this, what about that, well, why, you're not going to, what, or just relax, you're fine, just be calm, here, let's just... Which one is going to keep you from running amok?
Well, I can see that would. But then I have this one day stretch out, and I feel like it's just going to go by so fast, and I'm not going to get anything done because I'm in that state, you see? So then it compounds.
Well, if you're listening to a voice that says, just calm down. Let's just be here. Okay. What do you need to do now? All right.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Okay. We've done that. Great. Mark that off the list. What do we need to do now? What do we need to get done now? At the end of the day, do you think you're going to get more done in that space or more done in a frantic, oh my God, I'm not going to get anything done. I'm so wound up. I'm confused. I'm disoriented. I'm never going to get anything done. Which is going to help you get things done?
Well, exactly. You know, when I want to know what to do next, I say to myself, do I go into my head Or do I just breathe and relax and wait for
there you go.
The next step, the guidance.
There you go. So you know the answer, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. And so that crazed system wants people to believe it's there to take care of them, to make their life better, to make sure they're all right. It's not. It's the source of every bad thing that's ever happened to anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah.
Wonder, though, how do you really sort it out at times? Like, what is really...
But no, you don't. It's pulling you right back in, Sharon. You know exactly. You know what to do. It, that takes you right back up into your head instead of, well, just be here and breathe and pay attention. And it will be revealed. There's nothing to figure out. There's never anything to figure out.
Yeah.
Figuring out just takes us up into our head where there's going to be that craziness.
And I know this. The thing
yes,
is,
you do.
I do know this.
Yes, you do.
And as I was standing in Whole Foods and I was looking around at all the other people who were kind of dashing around and stuff, and I thought, you know, I know what I want to do. I know that I want to focus on the practice. You know, when I go out and I feel that, I know that what's really important to me, and that
yes.
that more and more I want to make it, you know, even a bigger part of my life.
Yes. And then, like the rest of us, you get fooled into believing that conditioned mind has something to offer you.
Yeah.
And that's what practice is learning over and over and over. No, where I want to be is right here. No, I don't want to go up into conditioned mind and get all in a twit about something. I guess that's twist, isn't it? Well, it'll become a twit when we get in a twist. So, yeah. So what I want to do is be right here. I want to breathe. I want to relax. I want life to guide me. I want to enjoy the life I have. Yeah. That's what we're learning over and over and over. And each time we make that choice, a little bit of that ego karma falls away.
Yeah, yeah, and it does work, and I see that it works, and so I think it builds on itself so that I might depart for a while, but even though I felt a little confused at Whole Foods, I was still grounded, still knew where I was.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you still knew what to do to take care of yourself, and you were doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well,
thanks so much.
Welcome to the mainland.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mimi. Bye.
Thanks, Sharon.
The Big Island.
The Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
This discerning the difference between what is always that negativity and what is so. It really is the crux of the practice, right? That it's our clue that anything that gets us to a place of suffering, however mild the suffering is not life in that sense of it's not what we're calibrating to for what is so.
Yes. It's not the unconditional love that we can experience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And over and over again, and it's not a mistake, right?
It's not a mistake to be
doing this. It is, if there's human potential, that would be a good definition of human potential. The human potential movement, waking up out of egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, and into the clarity of wisdom, love, and compassion. That is our opportunity as human beings. And so to do that over and over and over every minute, well, it's our highest calling, so we need to feel good about that.
Yes, it's an honorable thing to dedicate a life to.
Yes, I would say the most honorable thing to dedicate a life to.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I would. That's what I've dedicated my life to.
Here we go, Sherry. Here's our next caller.
All right, thank you.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Ashwini. Hey, Sherry. This is Jesse from Chicago.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey. So this is a timely question for me. I was on the There's Nothing Wrong With You retreat a couple weeks ago now. And, yeah, so when I look at that question, really, like, what was so clearly dropping in for me, and I realize now that I think this was conditioning, was just so I experience a lot of anxiety. And just the existence of anxiety, it jumped back kind of in a stronger way after the retreat. Not immediately, but probably at the beginning of this week, so about 2 weeks out. And I noticed it. I noticed that I was kind of bothered by the fact that I was experiencing this again. And what I kind of came to afterwards was, it was so interesting that I think what was happening was there was a judgment being made that
yes.
I was experiencing conditioning, and somehow just the existence of anxiety, there was something wrong with me.
That's right. And so you were on retreat, and then after retreat, you didn't feel a lot of anxiety. It's like a little vacation, right? And you see in that what's possible for you, how you could live. But but in that, ego is not having a good time, right? Because ego feeds off of that anxiety that it generates in you. So before long, it's bound to come back and feed on you again. Now, if that's all that had happened, then you would have said, oh, well, I know I have the tools to deal with anxiety. And you would begin practicing, turning your attention the way you did when you were on retreat and the things that you've learned to do. And you would be working at letting go the anxiety. But it's got another little weapon in its arsenal. And that is, but there's something wrong with you that you're feeling the anxiety.
Right.
Now it's got you distracted. Now your focus is on, oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, here it is. It's back again. What is the matter with me? I'm never going to get out of this. This is never going to change. This is hopeless. I'm getting anxious just describing it. Right? Yeah.
Right.
Of course there's judgment there. That self-hate is how the system keeps us identified with whatever conditioning tells us we need to do in order to survive what it's doing to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I kind of saw that, you mentioned system, and I kind of saw it from that standpoint that, gosh, this really is a part of this bigger system that's taken place here. And it's got nothing to do with anything specific going on in my life. This is really just how it operates.
And is there anything wrong with you personally, Jesse, that this is the case? No, you are not going to be the exception to humanity, right? This is just what it does.
Right.
And so I know you have kids. So you know, when they were little, and still as they're bigger, but especially when they're little, you know, you've got a baby who's fussy, you know, maybe making teeth or just colicky or whatever it is, and there's not a lot to say under the circumstance. You know, you're not going to explain why this is happening and how it'll pass, and one day your teeth will come in, and then it's okay. I'm right here. You're fine. You're okay. It's all right. We're fine. It's okay. And it's that soothing, comforting, you're not alone. I understand. I'm here. And that's what the grown man needs, too.
You hit it on the head. I mean, when that came in clearly this morning, I picked up the recorder, and that's exactly the assurances that I put on the recorder. And
yes.
I really was able to, it's the disidentification with that message, with that judgment, and I could just coexist with it. and just know that I'm supported.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. And what you're able to see is it, that system, is the source of all of this. It's the source of the anxiety. It's the source of feeling bad because there's anxiety there. It's the self-hate. It's the distraction. I mean, it's the whole deal. And
yeah.
You're exactly right. We're learning to coexist with it. Yeah, it's there. We just don't give it any attention.
Yeah. And then when I kind of saw, I think this is kind of neat, that there's this period of time where that disidentification is happening. And, you know, there's still physical sensations, there's still the voices,
yeah.
but I'm not believing it any longer. And so that's happening while this surge of confidence that I know what I'm doing and my practice is there, that I'm there, and that's all sort of happening right at the same time.
Yes. In fact, that's the place that I talk about as the most important place in practice. You can see it all happening, which takes us to a place of, I project, you can have a lot of compassion for this guy who has been in the grip of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you can feel what it feels like. You can see how real it appears to be. There's great sympathy for human beings when we are that close to the system but disidentified from it.
Yeah, so true.
It's a marvelous place to be.
Yeah.
All right.
Exciting.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Jesse.
Don't you love that?
Yes, I do. I think
you
that
got
two
to
things
be a part
I love.
Of that you got to be a part of that very retreat, didn't you?
I did. Well, and the two things that struck me about it on a process practice level, right, Sherry, is that movement that you were talking about of being able to disidentify from the fear and reassure that which is afraid, that is the life orientation that's distinct from the self-hating orientation that would dismiss that fear. And say that shouldn't happen. And if we think about everything as process, you can be in the human process of being afraid, you can be in the ego process of negating that fear, or you can be in the life process of holding that in that experience from an accepting and compassionate place.
Yes. Go ahead. Finish.
Which is what we're practicing, that movement from the movement to the unconditional, we think of it as something personal, right? Because that's how we relate to anything, this person who is afraid. But in some sense, being able to get to that personal relationship with that which is afraid is a life relationship of love.
Yes. This is where I go into my, I don't care, I choose unconditional love, which to me is the highest calling of a human being, right? So the way you laid it out, we can be identified with the fear, we can be identified with the self-hating ego that is judgmental about the human being who is caught in fear. And what we're practicing, what we're learning to do, is to step back from that into unconditional love and acceptance, into Buddha nature, right? And from that place, which is what we were just describing with Jesse, right? See that suffering human being. Feel tremendous compassion for the person who's caught in that and believing those fear stories. And we can see the ego, we can see that self-hating system, and we can put that unconditional love between those two, right? So that the attention is on the suffering human being, helping that person, reassuring and comforting that person, and protecting them from the cruelty and the self-hatred.
Yes, and the last point that you made, that you can be, that is the best place to be in practice, because...
Yes.
We get a flavor of awareness of life that holds all of those, that life is all of those. The ability
yes.
to witness the not just the human in compassion, but also the system that causes the suffering. And all of those elements are, there's no other way to get an experience of non-separation, because that which dismisses the anxiety in judgment is still separating, right?
Yes.
That there's only
mm-hmm.
one perspective from which it's completely acceptable, all of it. And that's
yes.
the orientation we want to live from.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That even the self-hate is not a problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because only self-hate would call self-hate a problem. And that's the
mm-hmm.
point of confusion that we all get
stuck
that
in.
We're just lapsed back into that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? When we realize
it's completely beautiful.
That the whole thing, as far as I can tell, is a gift to us to prove to us, in spite of everything that has happened to us, that what we are is unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
As far
mm-hmm.
as I can tell, this whole thing is in aid of that. Providing that proof, and we prove it to
mm-hmm.
ourselves by choosing the love over and over
mm-hmm.
and over. And the vehicle that we have for doing that is this human being that we know so intimately and
mm-hmm.
and really can see the goodness of that person's heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, all right. Here's our next caller.
Okay.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yes.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hello, Nancy.
Oh, hello. Well, this is loaded for me because it's interesting. The assignment yesterday, I was like, oh, good, I get to look for what's wrong with me. And nothing really popped up. You know, I was able to bring everything into acceptance, and it felt like a really, it was a good day. And
mm-hmm.
then this morning, I just kind of woke up with a start that I had forgotten something. And This is something that's very important to me. It's for my practice. And I had forgotten it. And I was just devastated and filled with disappointment. And so that was fine. But it was afterwards. That's when it started. It was like, oh, my gosh, you're just too old to do this now. Or, oh, my gosh, you should have done this. You should have done that. This wouldn't have happened if you had done that. And so I'm beginning to see how, the disappointment was okay. I mean, that was what I truly experienced. And then it was, of course, all the voices afterwards that wanted to tell me that, there's really something wrong with you here.
Mm-hmm.
And so then this call is so wonderful, and it's like, oh, yes, I can bring that into acceptance. I can bring it. But there's this voice that says, you're never going to learn anything if you don't do something about this, though. I mean, what are you going to do? Just bring it into acceptance and, it'll happen
just,
again.
and just love? I mean, come on. How's that going to get you anywhere that
you have
want to be?
You have to fix something in order to get over this kind of thing. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going, yes, I can. I know I have to do something different, but I don't have to listen to those voices because they're not nice.
Well, no. And here's what I would suggest about that. The opportunity that you had and that you actually did take advantage of, it's just you then got pulled off course, to see the sincerity, the goodness of that human being. I mean, she really didn't want to disappoint, right? She was devastated. There was no intention for anything except goodness from her. That's what you get a chance to see in that scenario. That's the actual point, if we can say it that way. That's the point in that scene. And then, as you say, everything else happens after that. Then the ugliness comes in with, well, that's all well and good. Yes, of course, she's a wonderful person. We'll give you that. Okay, she's a good, kind, sincere person. Yeah, okay, we're not arguing that. What we're saying is there's something wrong with her because she forgot this thing that was important to her. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, here's the awful part of it, is that it was telling me, you just probably shouldn't even volunteer, you know, to do it again, because you're going to mess it up again. And I'm going, oh, no, that can't be, unless somebody tells me I can't do it anymore. I'm volunteering. Because it was the voice that was wanting me to stop it. And it's like, that. How will I... You know, that's not the solution. That to me, that's just kind of the the terrible voice that's telling me I need to stop doing what my heart wants to do.
Right. Well, and the thing is, Nancy, most of us, and you know, the voices, of course, the voices will use anything. So when you get on in years, they're going to use age. All right. But they used something when you were 20s, right? They had something that they were using against you then. It's not like they said, oh, my God, you know, you should run for world leader because, you just got everything all. You know, what? That wasn't the story. So they just use whatever it is. And so most of us need to set up systems for ourselves to the best of our ability, the things that we want to do and have agreed to do. Okay?
Yes.
We do. That's why, that's why Stephen Covey got so famous.
Right.
And so there is that. But I believe deeply, 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 after years of watching this happen, that there is no way that we are going to be allowed to be in control, because that would not be good for us. To believe that we can control life. That is a fast track to suffering, right? And so regularly, we are going to get to have experiences where we are told that we blew it. And then in that experience, we get a chance to see what our choice is when the stakes are high. Will you just abandon her and let self-hate devastate her, or will you step in the way we were just talking about Jesse? Will you put yourself as unconditional love between her and that self-hatred and protect her from that viciousness? That's our opportunity.
And I really see how I have made choices in the past from those conditioned voices. Like, I could say, oh, I'm not volunteering anymore. I'm not going to do this.
Right.
And
right. I'm going to make her pay.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to make her suffer because this happened to her. And if anybody's listening in and doesn't know what you're talking about right now, they haven't been paying attention, because that's how that system operates and makes your life smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this is such a great topic this morning for me, and I'm really seeing it very clearly how conditioning has, is trying so hard to get in there and mess up the whole thing for me, really.
Yeah.
Instead of
good
feeling,
for you. Good choice.
The disappointment, but still I can.
Yes,
sure. I'll set up more systems next time.
That's right. It's helping me to want to do better. And that's a good thing, because you do want to do better. You do. That's who you are. And that's what you're working toward. And it, and all of the rest of it is just hogwash.
Right.
Nasty hogwash.
So good to see.
It's so good to see. Yes. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
So good
Thank
to
you.
See. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nancy. And Sherry, so good to see, and it brings us to the end of the show.
Uh-huh.
We just don't have enough time to have these conversations,
no,
it seems.
We do not have enough time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, we need to meet more often.
Yes, we do. Well, we'll do that tomorrow. And our assignment today is, what do you get out of maintaining this belief that there's something wrong with you, according to Report and Listen?
Uh-huh. That's a good one. What's the payoff?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. Thank you so much, Ashwini. And thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry.
Take care of yourself. Treasure yourself. Bye.
Bye.